שולחן אורוך סימן טוב ריש פייחס סעיף א' כרוכים המוקופס חוימו ממויס ישוע בנון אפילו אינו מוקופים עכשיו קוירים בתסבור סיירץ מרדה אפילו אם הם בחוץ לאורץ כפור ואיורס גדולס וכוחים שאינו מקום וסחויים ומיסים שוב בנו קוירים ביהודה וואי וואי ירושלים will have Purim Monday And in all the other places we'll have Purim Sunday. Zog de Mishneh Berurah. Ki bizman Mordechai be'esa nes, ksiv sheyehudim shebechol mokom nilchemu b'yud gimel, they fought. V'noyach b'yom yudalet, v'oso yisei mishteh v'simcho. U'b'shushan, they gave the Yehudim l'ilochem v'lamad al nafshom. Also be Yudalet, but also Yom Tov Ad Tesvo. V'keivon shebo Yisrael hazman nechlak l'shtei Yom Tovs. Lochel k'shekova Mordechai ve'Esther b'askom az'an sh'knesset ha'gdoilo l'kvoy ha'purim chilku gam l'shnei Yomim. So they decided also aval b'zman ha'neset was divided to two. Forever it will be divided to two. ויורוי לתקן שכל עיר שמוקף וסחוימו כמו ישושם יהיה דמה לשושם. ויורוי לתקן, why not only שושם? Because מחתי זה פיפו הוא ביר שושם. ויורוי לתקן זקובת בשושם. ולתקן כל עיר שמוקף וסחוימו עם איזה חשבי ראש. חכיוון שארץ ישראל לא יסו חריב או בו יסו ראיס. והאיר לפי זה, היורס המוקובס בחוץ לארץ חשוב אסמהם. על כן תיקנו לכובד ארץ ישראל שכל עיר שמוקבס חיימס ישוע בנון יקרו בתסבור. לבד משושם, שאב על פי שהיינו מוקבס עם איזה ישוע בנון. ואיזה איזה פסח השיבוס תהב הפורים דקת תסבור. And they didn't want the ארץ ישראל to miss out, that they would not have פסח חושב ופורים and פורים and תסבור. So why Bisman Yeshua? Because Bisman Yeshua, Yerushalayim was Mukaf Choyma. They wanted Yerushalayim to be included as well. So why Bisman Yeshua? I'm sorry, Bisman Shloima. Achzach Yerushalayim was also Mukaf Bisman Shloima. Why did I have to choose Yeshua? So the Baal Tanura says, the first one that fought with Amalek was Yeshua. הם אומרים של יהושע בחר לנו אנשים וצא להילחם בעמלק. So that Yeshua was the first one that made the war with Amalek. So when they had to choose Ayorish Mukofis Choymo, not Mimei Shushan, they went back to Yeshua. Some say, you know, we read Parsha Zohar, Lahagdim Schir Lehasir, you know what it means. But state that Lahagdim Schir Lehasir.
So about,
what? Yeah, but why they were covered like that? Who is Gzir Shabbat?
You see, the time Yeshua had the word Parzim, Miguel had the word Parzim.
Yeah, but why Mordechai and Esther were covered like that? What was that? The Mishnah Berurah is saying the reason for Rabbeinu Shlomo?
No.
Well, Chofetz Chaim explains why we make a Moshe Yeshua and not a Moshe Shusha. Because we don't want Yerushalayim to miss out. Right? Why you didn't ask Zir Shoah?
Sure.
You're not sure. The answer is we're explaining why they were not covered Lefi Zman Shusha. I'll read again the Chofetz Chaim. וכיוון שבאיזה זמן לוחם כשכובע מורדכי ואסתר בהסכום אנשי הכנסת הגדולות So they, this is what they decided to do. Right? As they stand. And why they decided? Because they wanted to include. So when they decided, why they decided Yeshua? That's the kasha. How we know that this is what they decided, and that we have the Gzeres Hashor. But this was the kfiyas. Sheiskimu lemalo, sheiskimu lemalo. That we explain why they decided to decide Yeshua. They didn't decide something else. And that ends in the Bilta Nura, because Yeshua was the first one. That was Nilcham Ve'Amolek. Or, Le'agdiv Schir Le'asir. And the main Levav Yeshua was the first Schir Simbos Le'Yeshua. Now, as a halacha, not only Ir Amukef Eschoimo, even Smucholo, or Niras Imo, how much is Smucho is Tirmil. So, we will not go in an army's garrus, not tonight. Especially we are, Baruch Hashem, here in Beis Yisrael, Samuch V'Nir, Yerushalayim. But with the years, was a lot of balagan in Yerushalayim. So when I got married in Arnof, most of the frumers read in Yudalit. Today, only one, from Moshe Shtel. His shul, they read Yudalit. Also the Zvah, but they also read Yudalit. It's far away, enough. And Ramot, till today is a machlekes. Of Shemzavu, B'liashiv. The Zvah, some people do Yudalit. Years ago, most people did Yudalit, but the time it changed. Because the Eiruv, and then became Shuafat, and they connected it. The Ve'yakov, most people do Yudalit. Telstar Likul Alma is Yudalit. Shemesh Likul Alma is Yudalit. So, but you have to know, but that is a sugya b'fnei atzmo, somuch v'nire. That is another aloche, is a yoris ha-mesupokis. It's even Shulchan Aruch. So the koire also be Yudalit, but also be Tzvav. Yudalit with a broche, Tzvav without a broche. It's also a big shaylech who suffered the Rabbanu Lekule, so why we read in both? Because the answer, if we will say something the Rabbanu Lekule, so they will not read Bichlal. The Moshal, Yafo, it's near Tel Aviv, it's a Yoris HaMesupokos. Now, as a haloche, that if you most shittes, besomuch lemesupek, they will not kuvea the haloche of somuch. Again, Beis Yisrael is not Yerushalayim. It's not the old city, but it's Samuch V'Nira. So this is what they were kuvea. But Lo Yotzei Yerushalayim would be a suffolk, so they would not do. So Bnei Brak, Be'etzem, is Samuch V'Nira to Tel Aviv Yafo. But while we said that to a suffolk, we don't have a din of Samuch V'Nira, the Chazanish holds Nishazeh. It's not even Samuch V'Nira, it's like one city straight. So all the Talmidei Chazanish, Chaim Kanievsky, Rebel, all of them read also in Tzvav and Bnei Brak. The houses, they have Binyonim, but Al Brochas, everyone knows two poems of Bnei Brak also. But again, unofficially, it's only for the from people behind the doors. But the Nafkmina will see later that we cannot be Yitza with them. We'll get to that. Now, these halachas, before we start, we have to remember the Mishneh Berurah mentions Ben Ir Sheholach Lekrach Seif Ze Rabu Peroisov Meoid Ein Beprimegodim Ubeshar Achroinim Hetakti Mishneh Berurah Rak Shitas Rashi Shiskimo Leherbe Rishonim Gam Ze Bekitzi. ומכל מקום למעשה, if someone has to know what to do, אני מבקש מהקורא שלו יסמך עליי לעניין ברוכה. חופץ חיים is asking the Olam not to rely on him לעניין ברוכה. It's the only place the חופץ חיים says not to rely on him. ואין בביור הגרוב, שהייתיק הירושלמי, Shenischayim bekal bebekal. I'll explain it in a second. Why? These halachas did not exist in Klal Yisrael before a couple of years ago, 50, 60 years ago. It was not a metzias kimat that a person could chap two Purims, to be in Bet Shemesh, to come to Yerushalayim, to go to Bnei Brak, to come back. So it was no mesoicha genoi, and there's so much shittas in the Gemara. So the Melech, we don't have a big mistake on it. No. I want to explain the Shoyre Shadov. We have two Zachar. We have Bavli and we have Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi will simply later a second discusses if it's a Musik to have two Purims. Who said that you could have two Purims? The Mishnah Berurah brings down Ayin Goyim B'Shem Yerushalmi Ben Krach Shalach Leir Nischayev B'Kan B'Kan. You could have two. The Pnei Moshe learns Nischayev B'Kan B'Kan? For sure not. You have to know how to read Yerushalmi. Ben Ir Shalach Lekrach Nischayev B'Kan B'Kan Ayala Al Adas Avad Anish. And some learn no, Nischayev B'Kan B'Kan. This is one noise. That we'll get to that in the second part of the shir. Is Bnei Prozim u'Bnei Krochim. We know the Moshel Americans come to Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days Yontif. Why? Now they're in Eretz Yisrael. A Ben Eretz Yisrael goes to Chutz La'aretz, keeps 1 day Yontif. But it's Ayin, but he stays a Ben Eretz Yisrael. Will be a tzad to say in the Gemara, oppose, stay up, stays opposed. Oh, you keep your dalet. And a ben krach is a ben krach. Mechatei said that you could change it. Zog the Gemara in Megillah. Ben ir sholach lekrach, u ben krach sholach leir. Im osid lachzor lemekoyer, lekoyer ki mekoyer. Zog the Gemara. Omar Rove. לישון אלא שעוסיד לחזור בליל י' ד' אבל אם הוא ימד לחזור ביום י' ד' כוי ראי מוי הבן קרח שהולך לעיר and is planning to stay there till Purim day שנאמר שפורוס בן יוי מוי נקרא פורוס שנאמר על כן היהודים הפרוזים הגורים והאברה הפרוזיס. So the Gemara Darshan is a drosha algin a Yehudim a prozim a gorim baori a gorim baori a prozois oisim esyeim a yudalet. There is a mosak porus ben yoyim a nikra porus. It's a chiddush. This is poshut if a guy moves from city to krach leir or meir lekrach. A lot of person could move. Doesn't stay it forever. But who said if a guy is there for 1 day, the halacha could change? And then the Gemara has a special drosha, porus ben yoimoy nikro porus. Now, the shaila is, in this halacha, if porus ben yoimoy nikro porus, when you become a porus, and when you become a ben krach, and here we'll also make the manazak tova. Some rishonim will learn as a musag of porus ben yoimoy nikro porus, but it's no musag of koruch ben yoimoy nikro koruch. Even the Gemara says ashkel porusim koruch minayin. You can't become a ben krach leyoimechot. Shitas Rashi, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's Be'ikar, if by day, so later from when, I'm in Sunday, I'm out of Yerushalayim, I'm opposed. If Monday is here, I'll be in Yerushalayim, I'll be a Ben Krach. The Rosh learns, no. If be Yudalad, I'm in the Krach, so I read even Monday I have to read a Megillah if I'm a Ben Krach. The Yom Yudalet gives me my name. If I'm a name like the Yom Yudalet, even if I come back to Yerushalayim, I'll not be Mizrayim again. And Fakert, if I was Sunday in Yerushalayim, even if I went Monday, the day of Purim is the day that decides who you are. A poser ben krach. Rashi learns like what we are brought up. If I'm in Sunday in Bnei Brak, I'm a pose. If I'm Monday in Yerushalayim, I'm a ben krach. And if we learn you could be chayev both, so I'm a chayev both. The Rosh learns the pose ben yom ben nikra pose. Yom yudal is kiver. Lefi Rashi, I need to be chayev in Purim, the beginning of Sunday, Alois HaShachar, I need to be in Bnei Brak. And Alois HaShachar of Monday, I need to be in Yerushalayim. And this is the Ikar Aloch. As Shita Sarif is more Shitas, but I want to go into the Aloch. If a person will be a Bnei Brak, B'yom Yudalet, this year it's Sunday, he's Chayv in the Megillah in Bnei Brak. Later he will come to Yerushalayim. He's Chayv in Yerushalayim, he said. Now, I want to be Magdish, we'll go over all the shittas. But first we'll Magdim the couple shittas that we have, and then we'll try to figure out how we have to do it. We said, some people hold it's no musik to have two Purim. Make sense? Yes. Well, how you can have two Pesachs? You can't have two Purim. Not only that. The whole Zacha is to remember was a given. If you remember years ago in Achashverosh, Haman, and Mordechai, remember we had a war, and some people rest one day, some people rest the other day, so they wanted to have a memory. You said it's a heck of a yeah, I'm sure, yeah. But, right. So the whole idea is that they wanted some people to be like this, but no one had two. As man Mordechai rest, no one rested 2 days. If you fought your Giba, the people outside of Shushan rested Yudalet, the people in Shushan rested in Tezvov, Nech B'Tezvov. Nech B'Tezvov. Other Nech. But the Mai say, Haim is a Aloche from Yudalet, is a Aloche B'Tezvov, you could. So Shem Zalman, when he was young, he paskened that when people come back to Yerushalayim, not to make the bracha. Dahayu, a lot of bachim, at least for the first year, they want to have two purims, yeah? So they will go to Bnei Brak. How many people go to Bnei Brak? They go to Bnei Brak. Na'ezach, yeah? People go to Bnei Brak. And then they want to come back to Yerushalayim. So they come back to Yerushalayim, and then they do a minyan here in the Shtiblach, 10 o'clock, and Shtib is a minyan, read the Megillah. A bracha goes and makes the bracha. Zachim Shom Zaman Ayabach. Chashash bracha levatol. Chashash bracha levatol. Said. And brera sometimes. The bigger problem is a lot of bachrim, some people don't like to hear the Megillah here in Yeshiva, yeah? Says too quick. They want to go somewhere that's slow, that's not. So they don't want the Yeshiva. So they go to Shtiblach. They go to Shtiblach. Now in Shtiblach, who is the Balkoyer? The bachrim that came from Beit Shemesh. He knows to read the Megillah. Now is a problem. Why? The bachur that came from Beit Shemesh with a lot of shittas is not chayav in Megillah today. He's going to be moitzi now the oilam. He's going to be moitzi the oilam from Yerushalayim. He can't be moitzi the oilam from Yerushalayim. So it's very important when they make all of these quickie minyanim. It doesn't have to be by night. It could be you wake up 10 o'clock in the morning, Purim, yeah? You want to sleep 4 o'clock, you wake up 10 o'clock, you look for a minyan, oh, there's a bachur that knows how to read. Forget about it, Mistama, he doesn't. It's moitzi the oilam. And this bachur, in the good case, he came from Beit Shemesh. Right? Monday morning, you go to, they tell you room 17, it'll be a minyan from Megillah, yeah? The bachur takes out the Megillah, but he, American bachur, he reads on that quick Megillah, yeah? Now, you are normal bachur, you are here, you didn't go to Beit Shemesh, you chayav in a regular Purim here. This bachur that is moitzi you, could be is not chayav in Purim. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach said, not to. Later years, he said that you're allowed to, but a lot of people were machmir. So you have to know, you can't say that it's me'akev me'ikar adin b'di'evet, but avadet to be makbit, to have someone that is chayev, someone that is chayev in the Megillah from Yerushalayim. Not someone that came. Soon we'll see that it's even worse. That it's not stam. Not stam that the guy could be, that is a problem to be yoitza with this guy. We'll see that it's worse because could be the guy from Beit Shemesh doesn't know the halachas and could be he's not chayav bichlal in Tisvot. I'll explain in a second. We said now, Luyitzu, the guy that came from Beit Shemesh, was became all of the halachas that we will learn. And if he, the shittas that you could have two Purim, he has two Purims. But the Ma'ase says some shittas hold that you can't have two Purims. The Ma'ase to say al nisim, Rav Shlomo Zalman said to kulam, you could say al nisim. You don't have to be choishes to the shittas that is no two Purim, because the Ma'ase says the nes. Okay, so now, we'll try to explain for the people that do want to have two Purim, how you could do two Purim to be Yitzha Ala Shittas.
Alan Nisim is even if you just go for, like, let's say, 1 minute?
No. Only when someone is Chayiv. Just speaking, even if you're the Shittas that you're not Chayiv, you could be Semech. But if you go for a minute, you don't say, you only say one Alan Nisim. So this year, if a person wants to have two Purims Lekatchile, with all of the Shittas, he will have to leave for Shabbos already. He can't stay here for Shabbos. Why? Because lekatchila is the inyan. If you want to be a ben yudaled, to be already out of Yerushalayim or maybe already in the place that we're going to before Tzeisa Kichovim, and to be back in Yerushalayim before the Tzeisa Kichovim of Monday, then you have two Purim. The Mishnah Brura learns the time you have to be in Bnei Brak to have Purim on Sunday is before Alois HaShachar. And the time that you have to be back here is before Alois HaShachar if Monday morning. The Chazon Ish holds I need to be there in the beginning of the night. This is the reason I said that if you want to be Yoytze Lekatchila 2 days, is to leave here this year before Shabbos, but maybe you will have Sunday, and to be back. Now, between these klolim will start is like maybe 50 or 60 echetimtzes. That's the worst thing, because in Purim all of them happen. A guy, lemoshal, choshev bocher, he doesn't want to have two Purims. Yeah? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us one, and because you managed with one, he's not looking for two Purims. He went to Bnei Brak for Shabbos. Parsha Zohar, he wants to hear with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. But he's not planning to stay there. He's not going to stay 2 days in Bnei Brak. Or Motzei Shabbos, even they told him, you go around to Gdolim. After Shabbos, he went to Bnei Brak. He's planning to get up to come back to Yerushalayim before Eloyis HaShachar. Lekul Alme, he doesn't have a Purim and Yudal. He was not planning to stay there. So even if he was there in the beginning of the night, or midnight, now, what happens the whole time? This is the first Sunday morning from 10 o'clock the phone calls. I was planning to go only for the night. I woke up in the morning, I'm with Nate. What I do now? This is like the first question I get. You know, the first phone call that comes Sunday, that is the kash, the shy. We have 10,000 bochum here, yeah? It's enough for 50 drunks, yeah? They go, they dance here, they dance there, and they wake up and they're in the morning. The parable's out. First, at the time that they became Bnei Yudalad, they never read the Megillah by night. And what they want to know now, they have to read the Megillah. Me'ikar adin de potu from the Megillah. Again, I'm asking the guy that is not sure he's going and maybe he will stay. That guy is a chvei seshul to do with this. Yeah? They don't know themselves. I don't know. If you don't know yourself what you want, please don't make me crazy. But as we had a regular, normal guy that he was really planning to come back. If you don't know what you meant, I can't answer. As a normal guy, he was really planning 2 o'clock by night to come back to Yerushalayim. Machmirim in Luch Eretz Yisrael of Tukushinsky, he says that there's an Indian, the Maisa, he was there, it doesn't make a difference that he didn't have a das to read Megillah. And to read Megillah means to read Megillah, to say Alanisim, to give a Torah's Lev Yainim, Shulach Monas, and to drink. This is all the Chiyuv. Now, wait. Now, so the Bible spoke about he came back or in a mistake he stayed. A guy went al das to stay there till Sunday morning. How much Purim is Chai B'Yudal for sure? Went to read the Megillah. There's a taxi, the Olam are coming back 8 o'clock in the morning. The oil will blend down the second with Reb Chaim and to come back. He slept in. It's 8 o'clock, the oil are going back. He wants to know if he could go back or is the Indian to read the Megillah there. Zagum Shem Zavon Rebach is the Indian Lekatchila to read the Megillah in Bnei Brak, not in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not poor. You're right. If the oil of the Maisa went back to Yerushalayim, the Mechuyev to read it in Yerushalayim Sunday morning because they're already Bnei Prozim. But better that the prozim are going by our prozis to do it. But if Lemaisi came back. Lefid Chazanish, we said you have to leave before Shabbos because you have to be there before the night. If you came after the night, it's a problem. But this year you have to leave Shabbos. The Kabbalah is that the Chaznish only said it on people that live in Yerushalayim. But the Moshe, the Bochum that live in Bnei Brak, he said they could go back home after night because they're going back to their place. It'll be negiah to us when we come back Sunday when we have to be back. We'll get to that. Now, the next case that happens again. The Olam are going to Bnei Brak to stay there. Is it bad to go to Bnei Brak this year? Okay, but if you're going to Beit Shemesh, you could say yes also. I feel like I'm no one who's going to Bnei Brak. A guy decides he's going to Bnei Brak, he wants to have two to it. Yeah, you're going to Beit Shemesh. Yeah? It's like that, I go to Beit Shemesh. Everything is good, a whole oilam. They went ready for Shabbos, a whole group, four cars, yeah? Four cars, they went. And the oilam planning to stay till Sunday morning, and they have to go back. In the middle of the night, one of the guys gets into a fight with the oilam. It's just not going, it's not the dancing, he's not a part of the chavra, it's not the mice. He says goodbye, and he takes a bus and he comes back. He wants to know if he's stuck with Purim. He was planning to be with the Olam till Sunday morning of Bnei. So he was saying, read Megillah. He said, Alanisim, everything is good. 12 o'clock with the dancing, it just doesn't work out with him. It just doesn't work. Oh, he's a Chashmi Bacher and he sees the Olam much cheaper. Yeah. Alehefech. The Olam is the biggest for him. So it's not the Maisa for him. It's not the Maisa. He comes back. Roif poiskim hold his potul mi megillah. Why? Because lemaisa, like Mishnah Berurah explains, when the morning of Sunday arrived, he was not opposed. The Chazanish holds, while he was there and he was planning to stay there, Purim doesn't leave him. And b'meile, he will have to read a Megillah here. Perhaps he will have to find someone to read him a Megillah. That's not a portion. Because the Ketchile, you see the Chodesh is Misupik, if a Ben Krach could be Moitzi a Ben Kfar or not. And this is what I explained to you before, that you have to have someone from Bnei Brak, Yerushalayim. What's the problem? Medin Alves. As a tzad, that you can't be moitzi if you're not living in the same as mine of the chiyu, suffering of the prichodosh. There's an enormous. Misha tina liko with the svov, eina yocho liko with lifto ben yudalat, v'chein lehefech. Prichodosh. אם קודם כל בייבד, אם בן כרך קורא לבן י' וי' יוצא. נגיד, some say only בן כרך לבן י' אבל could be בן י' can be מייציק בן כרך. אז בן כרך can be מייציק בן י' because could be בעצם everyone is חי בן י' אבל could be בן י' cannot be מייציק בן כרך. זה ספק. So this guy comes to Yerushalayim. We'll see later. Could be more chatims that could be a problem. Now, a person went from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. He was there Sunday and he was planning to come back before Tzvav. If he came before Tzvav, Lekulam Mizchayiv, if you could be Mizchayiv in two Purims. What would be if he was planning to stay in Bnei Brak? And in the middle of the night, he decided he's coming back. Sunday night, he calls, he hears Levitic and Yeshiva, he's coming back. Shemazam Nayabach says, if the Maisa, before it's morning, you decided to join Yerushalayim, you get another one. Chazanish says, you have to have a das in the beginning of the night. And we said, Lekatchile is also to be back in Yerushalayim before it's night. go by. Now, Shmuzamon Erbach said, a lot of times, and Bnei Brak is a big tumult about it, not all the Bnei Brakim were masking. You have a lot of Yerushalayim yeshivas. Yeshivas like Mir. What was Yeshivas Mir? Not Sholem, Beis Yishai, Friedman, Israelis. So they want the Bochum to come back. So they do buses in Bnei Brak to get the boys back to Yerushalayim. The Mir is not so into that. But we have Israeli yeshivas, the Moshe Kol Teira. All the Israelis' boys go home for Purim. There's no reason to stay in yeshiva. All the boys go home for the first day Purim. Now the yeshiva wants all the boys to be back. So they provide buses. So they're not choishes for the Chazanish to come back before Tzeisek Echovim, because if you do that, nobody can stay home for the Sudas for the parents. So 11 o'clock they have buses going out and bring the oil back, 12 o'clock, and then starts Lebedek and the yeshiva. A lot of these places, when the guys come back to Yerushalayim, it's already Matzav Dik. So they want to do a Mikro Megillah before they leave. You understand what I'm saying? Shmuel Zalman Erbach says not to do that. Why? You write that they're about to become Bnei Krochim. Aber noch nicht. Noch nicht. We have it every year at the Waldorf. It's a small hotel in the old city. Now, what happens is, a lot of time, you have that hotel, there's more Americans stay there. Yeah? So they have the plaza. So all these Americans have flights a lot of times, 12 o'clock, and going back to America. Well, they don't have a problem there. They will have poor when they arrive there, yeah? Some of them go to a different hotel, yeah? Now, the hotel provides every need of these people. One of their needs is to have a Megillah, right? So they get someone to read them the Megillah. So you have to know the few kashas of the hotel, you know, if they get him a Ben Krach or a Ben Yudalit. If they get him a Ben Krach, he can't be moitzi them. Yeah? That doesn't mean that the hotel knows. But Lamazong in the hotel already managed to get him a Ben Bnei Brak. Yeah? Pay some money, he becomes a Ben Bnei Brak. Now, the shaila is if these people could be yoytze megillah. They're yoytze megillah midin yudalit, yeah. Oh, but they're not posed yet. The whole Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Lemaise they could. Shemazamun holds that lekatchila it's better not. I know my father once had to fly. Shemazamun told him to go to Telston to hear the megillah and to come back. Most of this year, but the Shabbos take a taxi to Telston, hear the Megillah there, go back, and then leave when you have to leave. Now, and on this thing for sure to say. But it's a big lumpness. I'll tell you, it's a little bit easier, the Waldorf is a little bit easier from the buses, because the buses are Ben Krach. But neighbor, it's going to get to a lot of guys. Well, this is what I said before. A lot of times, I remember when I was at Moritz, yeah, so I was in Bnei Brak. I knew Gemara, but I didn't know Mishnah Berurah, yeah? So I was planning to go back home. So I ate my Pabalski and the students' food. Then, you know, And then Lemaisa, I was planning to go back home. But I need to hear Megillah. Rebel read the Megillah and he didn't tell me the Chazanish. So I listened to the Megillah. Oh, I have a Megillah already. Yeah? But here again, it's the Ben Yudalid is reading for me, and it's sad that he's not Chayev, it's nothing for me. A. B. This is what Shuzama said, you're not a Ben Krach yet. So it could be Kozman, you didn't become a Ben Krach, you can't be Yotze. The Waldorf story, it's a little bit easier. Why? Because could be a Ben Yudalid, everyone is a Metzius of a Ben Yudalid. Like Koros HaMagilo Shaloi B'Zman, it could be B'Di'evet Yotze. So it's easier, I'm not saying, to read Lel Yudalid Waldorf if you're planning to leave from reading a Bleiber. Again, we don't have Mefurish. Well, Rav Shmuel Zalman said that by him he thinks it's a svore amuko ad meoid. Poruz ben yoimoy nikra poruz, kozmano zan a poruz. But er will zan a poruz, as nishken poruz. How it could be that he's a poruz? He's not a poruz, he's the Ben Yerushalayim now. Now, that is clear. Not a suffix, a lot of bachim they sit and learn, but the Shabbos they learn here in Yeshiva the whole night. Sunday morning they learn here, and then for a couple of hours they go to Beit Shemesh Masudas Purim to come back. There's no problem. I've only have to go to a kosher place, but there's no problem. You don't say no al anisim. It's a regular suda. Toiv mishne tamid. No, you're allowed to be happy in the first day when marvim b'simcha. It's Purim, but I'm saying then it is no. Alochis. When to be back in Yerushalayim? We said, if you bochum that live in Yerushalayim, katchile, but lemaisi, you could be back even a bit later. But for guests, Chazanish holds they have to be back bamish before the night. If a person will not be back before the night, the Chazanish, he will not have Purim this year.
What to find guests?
He's a guy, your father came from America. So he came to Yerushalayim, he doesn't want to Purim, yeah? He left America because of that, yeah? But now he's going with you to your cousins in Matityahu. Yeah, because Matityahu, no?
Choshmoloi.
Now he's remembered that his father went to that area, he's the boy. And he goes to Choshmoloi for the suit, and then he's going back to Yerushalayim. Zog the Chazanish, if he came back to Yerushalayim after Nach, this year your father doesn't have a Purim. Because if you're the Chazanish, you have to be back before Tzeis HaKicholim. So he doesn't have a Purim this year. And what is the problem that he doesn't have a Purim? It's a big shaila if a person could not have Purim. Yeah, we spoke about it last time. Yeah, a lot of depressed guys don't want to have Purim. Remember, there was a bacher here, from a bacher here, he didn't want to have Purim. And what he will do is, he will stay here in Yeshiva till Sunday till 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock he will go to Bnei Brak. So Sunday he was not chayv in Purim here. He came to Bnei Brak, he's not chayv in Purim there, and he didn't have Purim. He managed to live. He lived the whole Masech to Megillah B'Yil. He doesn't want Purim. By me, it's more mud than the guy that wants 2 days and the guy that doesn't. I look at them more straight. So, some learn, yeah, there's a way out. Yeah, maybe love a Bushu Zatayah, but as a Muslim. Some hold when there's no Purim, and default becomes Yudalit. And it gets in about no Purim, so what happens? If there's no Muslim, no Purim, so what will happen? When that managed to go to the Shaila is, someone lives in a desert when he does Purim. What? You that? Why? It's two tzedolim. There's one tzad. Desert is also prozi. And the Chashulchan is pshat in Yerushalmi. Desert is not mukofim and not krochim. Sorry, not the Chashulchan. The Ritva. So the Ritva. So b'meile oisa ki mekoymoy. We go back to the city where he lives. And if he doesn't live in a city, he's potter. was Mukafim has to be Mokim Yishuv. That's stated in the Ritva. And if in the Ritva, you nimshach basar the Mokim that you are. And that is a big, big shaila today on the plains. That if a person leaves, flies, could be, it's like in a midbar. I don't have to go into this today. Mikol Mokim. Some say that the desert doesn't have a mokim, but when you don't have a mokim, you become yudalit. So here's a huge chumrah that people type. People say, if I am a moshel Sunday in Yerushalayim, yeah, I came from America to visit my son, I'm planning to have Purim Monday. Sunday afternoon, my son tells me, as we come, we'll go to Chashmonai to visit the cousins. They go to visit the cousins, the Suda schleps, they come back to Yerushalayim 8 o'clock. Fidu Mishnah Burah, no problem. They're back in Yerushalayim, 8 o'clock by night. They're chayav in Purim because before Alayis HaShachar they were there. But Fidu Chazanish, while they're not living in Yerushalayim, so it's not mechayav them if he's some family of the Chazanish. So basically, this guy doesn't have a Purim. So he says, okay, I'm saying, so I'm keeping Purim for Yerushalayim Zal. But could be Fidu Chazanish, he doesn't have Purim. If we would say that no Muslim not to have Purim, so in default, Sunday was his Purim and he never kept Purim. And this means the guy says, okay, so, not so choshish to chazanish. It's not I'm not choshish to chazanish that I don't care, I will have. So, okay, so normal bachur l'marshal, I went to Shabbos to Bnei Brak, and Sunday he has Purim in Bnei Brak. Seder. So he kept Purim. And now, the second day, no, the fila chazanish doesn't work out. Seder. Again, yeah, I said, Bochim, but live in Yerushalayim the whole year, it's not so bad if they come back after Nach. Now again, we said that some people learn that there's no Musag of Koruch Leyoimah. It's only post Leyoimah. So it's going to be a problem. If we say that you can be Ben Krach Leyoim Echad. So again, a Bochur that lives in Yerushalayim the whole time and he goes to Bnei Brak and he comes back, it's okay. But someone from America that comes here, so if he has Yudalit, it's okay. But if he doesn't have Yudalit and he came for one day, if we say that there's no Musa Krach Leyoim Echad Krach, so the guy again doesn't have a port. A guy arrived from America Sunday, Motzei Shabbos. This is not China this year. So Sunday he didn't keep Purim because he was in Yerushalayim. Monday he wants to keep Purim in Yerushalayim. If we'll say that Koruch Leyoimah is not a Krach, so you can't. So he stays a Ben Yudalit. We don't pass in that Shita Lemais. Rebbe Liboruch as the stipler Hashem Neshayla. He said, Bochim doing two Purim was a new Zachde. Bochim doing two Purim. Stipler said, yeah. So it was the Shayla. Said, the Bochim made Shechiyonu. Now the second time you read the Megillah, you make another Shechiyonu? Or not? Before Hefsek, first you do the Shechiyonu.
What?
This is what the Stiper answered. I'm a Mazakashu. But Bok said, I'm the Balkoyer. Stiper told him, I know you're not a Balkoyer. But this is the Shaila. This is the Shaila. The Shaila is. The shaila is if you make two shechiyonos or not. If you make two shechiyonos, if we will say how to look at it, is it as a mitzvah you make shechiyonu or not?
Regular bracha you do make?
What?
The regular
bracha. We said like a tchila nato, but the ma'aser we to ask someone else to be ma'aser. But if not, you make a bracha. The ma'aser, I think the minig is that we do shechiyot. The minig is the ma'aser that we do shechiyot. That is the minig of ma'aser. Lemaisa, I don't know, but I think the few that I remember, Lemaisa, if they make their kriyas megillah themselves, they will take and make shechiyonu and they'll be moitzi. We'll discuss one shaila. So Maisa shehoyo. Halacha is, if a person is roidef, achar naira meurasa. If a person is roidef, a naira meurasa, and he wants to ma'anes him. So the halacha is, you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to kill him. The Gemara learns it out, ki kasher yokum mishel re'eyu, ve'arogoy kein hadavar hazeh. But before I forget, you have to know when you have all these two Purims, you chayev also on Anisim, also Mishloach Mones, and also Matones Levyoni. Twice. The Suda twice also. Poshut. But we said, we have to give Matones Levyoni to people of Bnei Brak. So it's not enough. You're Bnei Brak, we're in Matanis Lev Yoinim, they gave an yeshiva. They gave an yeshiva, they gave it to people in Tzvot. I send Mishloach Manas. It doesn't help if you send Mishloach Manas. You have to make sure that in both days you have Sai Matanis Lev Yoinim, Sai Mishloach Manas, in the same city that you are, in the same kind of chiyuv. Now, so I want to be madgish what I said before. When you go to Shtiblach a lot of times, for the Minyanim of Ter and Am, and Purim, and hear the Megillah, yeah? And it's not that you hear every word. I'm not going now to the Shire. A lot of times, that Bocher is a Bocher that he Bichlal lives in Bnei Brak, and he came here after the Nacht, but if he the Chasimish is not Chayim, could be he arrived in the morning, he doesn't know Bichlal the Halochas, his plan was to stay in Bnei Brak, he was not even planning to come to Yerushalayim, so could be he's not Mishchayim. So you have to know, when I'm saying, when you're Yosef with his Bochim, forget about the Shaila, if you could have two Purims, even if you could have two Purims, could be that guy doesn't have two Purims at the Halochas. So you have to, it's not enough to call someone, okay, Maitzi the Oilam, Maitzi the Oilam. A lot of times, you know, the guys that like, some guys like to read. It's a kind of zach, yeah? So he goes to Shtiblach, he reads. He's become not chayav in Purim today. So I'm saying, we have to be makpid to know, Taker, that these people are taking chayav in the Megillah. If they're not chayav in the Megillah, it doesn't help. Pasha doesn't help. Back to the Shaila, there's aloha for a person who wants to kill his friend, aloha is you're allowed to kill him. It's called roidif. It's a mitzvah to kill him, actually. If someone wants to ma'anis a isha, isha sish, the aloha is you're allowed to kill the guy that wants to ma'anis the isha sish. Why? Kika shayoko misha ra'ayu va'arogi nefesh kain adobo haze al kin tzoako anayro amuroso ve'ein moishi alo. So it was a maisa shayoyo that a lady was walking in the street ishishish and someone wanted to ma'anas her. Someone called Reuven. Reuven wanted to ma'anas her. So Shimon saw it. Shimon couldn't stand this. That this guy wants to manage the isha. Remember the halacha is you're allowed to kill him. So Shimon took out his gun to shoot Reuven. The lady saw it. She took out her gun and she shoot Shimon. So Shimon fell dead. So Reuven carried on chasing her and he got her. And he was Madison. Maisa Shoya, Chicago. Yeah. Yes. I saw when I was there, I saw your father reading the newspaper with his article. Yes? Yeah. Well, I promise you. famous place. And now, so this lady became now, Reuven was my Anderson. So she came to ask me if she's mutter lebaila or asur lebaila. Why? The halacha is an issue that is nenas be'oines, is mutar lebaila. Be'rotzen, is asur lebaila. It's called oines, it's called rotzen. It's oines or rotzen. What? It's oines or rotzen.
She had a gun.
What?
She had a gun.
She had a gun. What?
She didn't kill them honest.
What?
She killed them honest.
She couldn't, the angle was not.
One bullet.
No, it's not a kasha. One bullet, she could kill the honest fighter. Aina Sarosa, she came to ask me. So I asked this Shaila when I was a bacher, your age. A little bit younger. It was Purim day. I went to ask Rav David Pavalsky this shaila. I was already drunk. The Holy Shiva was walking behind me. And I came over to Rav David Pavalsky and I asked him the shaila. This lady asked me a shaila. And I'm asking Rosh Hashiva. The Rosh Hashiva knows what is the halacha. So Rav David Pavalsky told me she's also a lebaila. Does he start off? So I told him the Rosh Hashiva had a toys. I was drunk. I pretended, let me show this. It's irrelevant. What was that? What is that kind of matzah? I said that Esther, Achashverosh was Ma'anis Esther. Esther was mutter, she was honest. Only later, when she went to Chatzar Gidas Bitana Melech, then Kasher Ovadati Ovadati. But Ada, Kasher Ovadis. Biktam Veseresh wanted to kill a Chashverish. If they would kill a Chashverish, Esther would be okay. Right? She went and killed Biktam Veseresh. A Chashverish carried on Ma'anasir. And the Gemara said that Esther is mutter. Tevez mechegi shem is mechegi Hashverosh. Tevez mechegi, what?
What did she say then?
She killed Biksim Hashverosh. Same thing. Achashverosh is Reuven, Biksim Hashverosh is Shimon. They took out the gun to kill Achashverosh, poison. She went and she killed them. It's no dim bullet. Same thing. I asked the Rebbe was before she passed in the Megillah that it's mutter. The Rosh Hashiva had a toys. The David got up in front of the Holy Shiva and he told me, you know, do be stand now. No, no, I say now, I need it in English. No, not child. I'll just show you. Mr. Now, you are not living in the days of the Bolshevik. It was Russia. I said, I understand. Maybe the Bolshevik could help me. I have a kasha. It doesn't help. He says, if you read history, you would know when they killed the king, they killed the queen as well. When Bixel was Sarash would kill Ahasuerus, they would kill Esther also. So, then I found the Targum Sheni and the Megillah state by Vakshu Lishloyach Yad Bamelech Ahasuerus and by Esther Malkoso. They state in Yahel. Then after that, so not only the shit is the Lachorik and Abdogin, but I went as a guy in Ponovich, he was called Avtsuker. I don't know if he's alive yet or not. But he was the one that written Raman Frankel, all the Makuris with Tziyunim, without phone, without computer. He knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. Babli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifro, Sfor, Chitzoinim, Kinim, everything. He knew every book that exists in the world. And I asked him the kasha. He says, I have a Poshta Teretz. I saw and say from Minhogi Porasumodai, born on the end of the Megillah, right? So he knows that's from nothing. When the Megillah sends to it, obviously it's someone to look at, yeah? Although he works to him, say from Minhogi Porasumodai. That in Porasumodai, the minig is that when the king dies, the queen has to marry the next king. So she would not gain. So I ran to Avdovich, you know, the Holy Shiva. I was wanting to start to understand how was Ponovich, how was Purim years ago when everyone was Isaac and learning in the Shivas. That was the nice and Purim. I ran to Avdovich. Sukkah said better. And say from Minhagi Paras Lamodai, and when the king dies, she marries the other king. I remember today. So David told me, Freg Zucker. Ask Zucker. Was steht dort? What says there? When the Melech starbt, or when Meharge the Melech? When the Melech starbt, when he dies naturally, he chasen him in the Zweite. Aber ich sag dir zu, I'm telling you, when Meharge the Melech, Meharge the Malke. You're telling me it says that she has a choik when he dies, not when they kill. When they kill her also. I went back to Zucker. David says, he said, I don't understand what he wants. I told you I saw it in Sefer Minhoge Porasumodai. Minhoge, it means what happened in Porasumodai, right? Not Chuke. In Porasumodai, they never killed a melech. Chutzvan Daryavish Achre, the last melech. And there was no more melochim. So how I could not answer this question? Anyway, I asked this kasha to my shver about Avram Gurvitz. I got engaged a couple days before Purim. So as soon as Purim, this is what I asked. I got engaged Zion Odo. I was engaged for Purim. And this was my kasha, this was my Purim turn. I asked this kasha. My shver told me, it's posher that she's mutter lebailo. Mefurish gvorik suvis davgimel amud beis. What's that?